Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, taking your reaction to the Titans. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Let's bring in former Titans punter Brett Kern, who is on the line with us. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good win for the Preds last night.
They needed that, man. 5-3 in Vancouver. That was That was good. And I don't know if you saw that second power play goal by Steven Stamkos. It was freaking awesome.
I did not. I was just, thinking about all the penalties from yesterday's game yesterday and the potential of what could have happened. I feel like some of them were warranted. Others were pretty bad calls. And then you probably throw in some that, the Titans sideline was chipping at the at certain officials. And so they just decided to throw the yellow flag just because. So.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of everything yesterday.
Well, they actually just called in and threw a flag on you. So, there you go. I don't know what you did, but, they're going to.
Look, hey, I tell you what, my rookie year, I did get fined for a face mask on a punt return as a guy for the Raiders when I was with the Broncos. He, on a punt return, got under my pads, and I was going down. I was about to get body slammed, and I held on to his face mask for dear life. And I got fined.
All right, let me ask you this, Brett. When you get fined, I mean, do you get to appeal that? Does it come out of your paycheck? Do you have to write a check to the NFL? How's that work?
Yeah, so you get to appeal it. In my case, unfortunately, I was actually golfing, and I missed the appeal call. So that appeal didn't go very well for me because I was – Of course, I was golfing.
Right.
But, yeah, you get an opportunity. So I'd be really curious to see what happens. On the unnecessary roughness with Brown. First of all, I think that was a bad call. They said that, he was his feet were on the ground the whole time. He got him underneath, in the shoulder pads. It looked violent, obviously, just in real time. But I also feel like on that type of situation, with something so close like that, because obviously targeting is reviewed in college. Why isn't something like this reviewed in the NFL? Because I feel like it would have been overturned. And then obviously they score, on the next play. And that was fourth down. So, yes, the Titans would have gotten the ball on the 1 yard line, 2 yard line, wherever it was at. What would have happened to that? I don't know. Probably a 70 yard stony punt, but they wouldn't have scored. And I just feel like that needs to be reviewed. So he'll be able to appeal. He'll be able to give his case. If he got fined, if it's 20,000, 15,000, maybe they cut it in half, maybe they don't. And then most of the time, you get to, you have to pay the fine, and you usually get to actually give it to a charity of your choice. So,
So with that, I mean, my guess is they're going to get a letter from the league saying, "Hey, we missed that call," because that's generally what happens. My thing is, to your point, that we have all this technology now that there should be no excuse. There should be a sky judge or a camera that, New York is looking at or whatever, and they buzz in and they go, "Hey, we're going to look at this. Now you got that one wrong. We're going to reverse this call." They do it in other sports. Why can't they do it in the NFL?
I mean, that's a great question. I don't know, what letter you have to write to somebody, because there's multiple times where, you can send in every penalty to get reviewed, and you'll get something back and say, "Hey, that shouldn't have been." I'd love to see the three illegal formations on Prince, right? Usually you get warned on those, "Hey, you need to back up," or even, "Hey, you need to come forward," right? In Prince's case, because his helmet wasn't breaking the center's butt. So, usually you get warned with that. So for that to happen three times in a row, I'm kind of at a loss for words. And I think what's the most frustrating part is that it takes away, a 51 yard bomb from Will Levis to Ridley that, obviously would have changed the game even more. So I don't know. Maybe they think, we don't want to take away time from the game, but to me, it's just simple of, radio down, to "Hey, that was a penalty. That wasn't," it's simple. I mean, there's times where judges come together and they talk and, the crowd starts booing or whatever. They start playing music "Hey, make up your mind." I just feel like some of these, especially you look at yesterday and some of the calls that happened, the illegal contact on Brownlee, on Jay Jetta. That's not a penalty to me, right? And it gives them a first down and they go down and score, right? I mean, you're talking about some of these calls are game-changing calls. Now, granted, you have your other calls you know, sweat with fourth and one, and he lines up in the neutral zone. if that's not called, that's the Titans' ball. I don't think Darnold gets the first down. So it's not like to say, hey, let's let the Titans off the hook. They got, you know, totally screwed by the refs. Like they did in some cases that I feel like definitely changed, you know, the momentum of the game, the outcome of the game, because, you know, Minnesota was able to take advantage of some of these penalties, first downs, and they went down and scored, right? And so, but there's other ones where you're like, man, that's just plain dumb, right? You have the unnecessary roughness. You don't need to shove Darnold out of bounds. You have the horse collar tackle. Like, he's out of bounds. You don't need to grab him by the pads to take him out. Like, there's stuff that happens that you're like, you know, like this is just kind of sloppy, not disciplined football that is not helping your team out. So, you know, like I said, all to say though, I do feel like there should be some type of system that can be easily done with all the technology that we have to where you're not, you know, relying so much on these refs in these games, and then the outcome is just you get a game like yesterday, and it's just unfortunate.
We're talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern on the Chase and Big Joe Show. You made a good point, Brett, about penalties. Yesterday, first downs from penalties, Minnesota got 7, the Titans got 0. And I get penalties in the rush of the moment, you're hitting and all that other stuff because you're competing. But, Brett, I mean, the pre-snap penalties would drive me, and they do drive me insane.
Yeah, I mean, so right now they're second in the league with 82 of them. Baltimore's first with 92. And you would probably think that would happen. I think Baltimore leads the league in offensive holdings. Just, I mean, simply between Lamar and Derek, I think you're going to have that, right? And so, but the Titans are second, 82. You know, over 10 games, obviously that's 8.2 per game with 630 yards coming with those 82 penalties. So in essence, you're giving a team when they show up saying, hey, look, you know, here's roughly 63. Here's 6 first downs that, you know, we're gonna spot you, right? Some teams, you know, you look at the penalty list here. You know, I got the website up and you got some. They're like, man, that's a lot of penalties. But you look at the team and you're like, oh, they're they're a pretty darn good team and they could probably overcome – 40, 50 yards of penalties, right? But unfortunately, like where the Titans are at right now, they can't overcome a lot of these penalties. And I think, you know, the offensive line is obviously a huge issue. And, you know, you're breaking down the 5 sacks yesterday. And it's not even like Flores' defense is crazy, right? I mean, there's times where, you know, you heard the announcers yesterday like, oh, everybody's coming. And then it's a 3-man rush and you still get a sack. And you're like,
right.
And you're looking at some of these, like I went back and watched the sacks this morning and I'm like, you know, a simple twist that wasn't blocked on the first one. And then the next one, you know, Levis steps up and bam, he gets smoked, right? You're looking at, you know, 2 seconds, maybe 2.5. Like, I mean, as you're stepping up, you should be able to throw that, right? You know, another one, you know, MPF gets beat and Chig is chipping the guy on the outside. And the linebacker's way out there. So Chig chips him, beats him. Petit gets beat on a simple move, bam, gets hit, right? So, like, I feel like this team's only going to go as far as they want to based on how their offensive line plays. And right now you could say, oh, go get this quarterback in the draft. It's not going to because your team's only going to go as far as how your O-line plays.
Oh, exactly. All right, so, Brett, we got accused of being negative early in the 9 o'clock hour. I need you to turn the ship around. What's positive? I know they're 2-8. I know all things you just talked about, not good. Give me something positive about this football team.
Most importantly, I think that, like, you could say, I mean, they're 2-8. For a team that's playing 2-8, like, I don't think – I promise you the Vikings were probably like, we don't really want to play these guys right now because at 2-8, they're still going to give you everything that they have at 2-8. Like, there's some football teams, and I've been on some where we're not great, and you're like, yeah, like, you guys got us, right? And the effort probably wasn't what it should be at the NFL level. Like, these guys are still playing. Like, they're still want, they're still get. I mean, you got Coach Callahan, you know, getting, I mean, you know, the personal, the foul that he got, I mean, who cares? Like, the ball's the 1-yard line, he gets a 15-yard penalty. But to see, like, how upset he was and how passionate he was about that call, like, I mean, that's a lot, and that goes pretty far. And so, like, these guys are still playing. Like, you're watching the film, and, like, these guys are still playing. They're still hitting. They're still trying to make plays. And I also feel like, too, like, Levis, you know, is from last week to this week. I mean, all you want, you said, hey, go put Will in. Let him finish out the year. Let's see what he does. Like, is he making improvements? Is he making progress, right? And I think, you know, between last week and this week, there's been improvements. And I think that's, what you want to see. So there's definitely still some good things. I just think that there's some things that they just can't overcome. And when you can't overcome them, it makes it hard to win football games.
So are you kind of in the boat with me of, if you're picking top two, you're going to move back and just try and build your O-line, build around Will at this point?
I mean, you kind of like Will is still like cheap. He's on a rookie deal. I feel like you could go bring in Sam Darnold or you could bring somebody else. And you're going to have the same issues, right? Because the offensive line is just struggling right now. And so you can say, oh, you could bring in this guy because he could probably run and do well. Three games in, he's going to run. If he doesn't slide and boom, he separates his shoulder, then now what are you going to do, right? All of a sudden you have this running quarterback in here who can avoid sacks. Like, that's not going to get you very far either. So I just think, like, with Will, like, let him play out the year. Let him get more comfortable. Let him make some throws. Like, that throw to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, like, that could be a throw that he could easily overthrow, right? But he put it on the money. Yeah, it's a busted – I don't care if it's a busted coverage. You still have to make that throw. And then that throw to Ridley that got taken away, like, he's making some good throws, and I think he's making progress. The more these kind of plays happen that are helping his confidence out. And so why not? Let him play. Like, and even next year, let him play. Just try to build your offensive line first before you go out there and you say, oh, is Levis the guy or not? Like, build your lineup and then see what happens.
For sure. Brett, always appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, here with us on the program. 615-737-1025. We'll get more to your reaction to the Titans, their loss yesterday to Minnesota, and what's next for the Two-Tone Blue. It's Chase and Big Joe on a Monday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.